Welcome to Elevate Your Business, a podcast for mortgage professionals from Elevate Coaching at Guild Mortgage. Hosted by Coach P, top producer, vice president of Elevate, and national coach, each episode is a playbook for success. You'll hear from top producers and industry leaders as they share the moves, mindset shifts, and lessons that shaped their growth, both at work and in life. Elevate your business. Making the moves that matter.
In this episode, Coach P sits down with Chris Yackel, Marine Corps veteran, top producer, and Elevate coach. Chris shares how he uses structure, consistency, and efficiency to build a thriving mortgage business while creating space for what matters most.
Elevate your business, starting now.
Welcome back to the Elevate podcast, where we're spotlighting stories and systems and strategies behind some of the most inspiring loan officers and leaders in our Guild community. I want to please welcome Chris Yackel. He has been in the industry 5 years. In 2024, he made it to President's Club. He's a first-year Elevate coach in our coaching program. His journey started with a powerhouse decision when he was 16 years old, with a special conversation with a friend's grandfather to join the Marine Corps. He has served 2 tours in Afghanistan. He's earned his degree, and somehow he's found his way into the mortgage industry. He runs a really efficient, disciplined, focused business. And not only is he doing that for himself, but he's helping other loan officers at Guild do the same in their business. So welcome, Chris. How are you doing today?
Good. Hey, thanks for having me, Coach P.
Well, I love having you because you know how much I feel about discipline and efficiencies in our business. So let's rewind and go back. Let's talk about how this all began for you. How did you meet your friend's grandfather and what happened in that conversation?
Well, you know, this was somebody that I grew up with since, you know, probably third grade. So I had been around his entire family a long time. And it was sometime in sophomore year, maybe summer, freshman year, something like that, talking with my friend's grandpa, who was a commander in the Navy, about the military. And, you know, this was, again, pretty early on in my life to be making any kind of career choices, still having a few years left of school. But I think he just kind of inspired me with the idea of structure and self-discipline and learning different skills in the military. And that was kind of when I committed in my head to doing something in the military. I wasn't sure what yet, but.
Were you always, I mean, when you were a kid, were you kind of disciplined? Did you have some of those things going for you to begin with? Or was this like, gosh, I'm all over the board and this would be really good for me?
Yeah, good question. No, I think that I was probably very undisciplined as a kid. For sure had ADHD and still do, honestly. I think that I had structure in my family life and whatnot. But as a kid, and even through most of high school, I don't think I really had a ton of discipline at all.
Like most of us, right?
Right.
Right. So what were some of the top lessons from your time in the Marines that you still use in your life today? Like what were some of the things that you learned through the Marines?
There's so many. You know, prepping for this podcast, I got to do a lot of reflecting on some of those things. And I mean, I could sit here for probably 3 hours and just talk about business lessons from the Marine Corps. And I sent you over a list and maybe I'll just hit kind of the top five and we can cover any others that you have questions on. But number one, as silly as this sounds, just maintaining a positive mental attitude. You know, no matter what you're going through, whatever the circumstances are, just look for the positive things, stay positive. Number two, slow is smooth, smooth is fast. You know, if you really have to slow down sometimes to go quicker, whether, you know, you're setting up a file or whatever the case may be. Never stop improving your fighting position. This one might take a little bit of explaining, but basically, you know, if you're sitting in the defense in the Marine Corps, you're continuing to make that position better and better and better. And I think that absolutely translates to business. No matter how well you're doing or how set you think you are, you need to keep improving your position. Number four, improvise, adapt, and overcome. That one probably speaks for itself, but whatever the challenge is, figure out a way to make it work. Get over the hurdle. Number five, prioritize and execute, which is, I think, a cornerstone for me in this business as we deal with all kinds of different stuff coming at us every day throughout the day, and figuring out how to discern what's a priority and what's not and make something happen.
So those things, like, was there anything specifically that happened during that time when you were in the military that caused you to learn that lesson?
Right. You know, for like prioritize and execute, for example, from a military context, you know, if you are, you want to deal with the closest threat to you, right? So, I mean, if you are getting shot at from far away, somebody's, you know, kind of plinking at you, but then you see somebody start driving up with a car bomb, right? You should probably neutralize that closer, bigger threat first before dealing with the you know, lesser threat. And I think that's something that absolutely applies here in our business, right? You know, we have clients that are maybe calling us about credit repair stuff, and we know there are ways out. It's probably not the biggest threat and opportunity.
Most urgent. It's not the most urgent.
Exactly. So things like that.
Right. You know, they also are, Marines are really known for structure. You know, how did that discipline shape the way you work today?
The Marine Corps is definitely known for that, and it starts in boot camp. Everything is planned. Everything has a routine. You do this, you know, everybody does the same thing the same way every single time, from how you tie your shoes to how you get ready for bed to, you know, how you do immediate action drills, et cetera. And all of that is designed for a purpose, to be ready to react the right way in combat, right? And that discipline definitely translates over to business, you know, doing the same thing the same way every single time. So you have to think less and just act more, I suppose.
Be consistent, right? Helps with consistency.
For sure.
So you have that time in the military, you get out, you come back, you finish your degree. So we always have to ask, how did Mortgage find you, or how did you find Mortgage?
Yeah, pretty much like everybody else, you know, I fell into this by accident, which was a huge blessing. But I was, you know, going to school, studying corporate finance, while I was working some retail sales jobs. And I kind of was studying real estate investing on my own, on the side. When I graduated school, I started as an account executive at a software startup and was, you know, doing sales there essentially, but very, very quickly realized that was not for me. So I needed to find something to pivot to and fast. And so I figured, you know, something in real estate could kind of support those real estate investing goals. That is my daily career that I could learn and become an expert in. And I was posting some random Instagram videos about, you know, budgeting and personal finance, things that I had learned just for the fun of it. And an acquaintance from high school saw those and said, "Hey, you should come and talk to my dad. He's a loan officer in the mortgage business." And so I did, and here we are.
And here we are. So you began, so you went to work for him. Were you a loan officer right out of the gate, or did you do any other jobs prior to that?
I got my license before he hired me, and I started as an originating loan officer assistant. And again, I mean, this was 5 years ago, literally right as COVID was starting. And so it couldn't have been a more perfect opportunity with where rates were. I didn't know anything. I didn't join because rates got low, or start doing this because rates got low. The stars lined up right. So I got a ton of swings at the plate right away, right off the bat, being an assistant, but also generating a good amount of my own business right away.
So how long were you an originating loan officer before you made that transition to being on your own?
I think I was probably an assistant for a year, maybe a little bit less, and then a junior loan officer for maybe 6 months, something around there, and then jumped to start my own team, essentially.
So when you began and you made that transition, what was the biggest challenge you had in making the transition to be a solo loan officer?
That would have been in September of 2021, and so rates were still pretty good. I think just continuing to build agent relationships at that time, you know, only being in the business a year and a half, not having a ton of experience or knowing much, I think was a challenge. And I think I just kind of had to do the whole fake it till you make it thing, speak confidently, know where to find answers to things if I didn't know off the top of my head. But building those relationships early on was probably the bigger challenge.
So I liked what you said, fake it till you make it, and you were confident going into this. So everyone comes into this industry and you knowledge, right, and experience is where we get confidence, right? So if you're new in the industry, what did you do to have that confidence when you went out to your meetings?
Well, I think that I knew that I didn't have to have the answer to every question. As long as I just spoke confidently in general, having a conversation with somebody and building a relationship, I didn't have to answer all the detailed, nuanced questions about mortgages and whatnot. But I could tell them that, hey, yeah, if you've got this particular situation, I can go find the answer. You know, I'm working with a great team, for example, or hey, I'll go talk to my branch manager and, you know, we've got all these resources. So not necessarily being confident in my knowledge, but just where to go and find those answers.
Yeah, and it's just being prepared. But I think that's what's important. I mean, it's just getting out there and starting to build relationships, not worrying about having all the answers. But we've got to, you know, meet as many people as we can and build those relationships first. And the experience comes from just doing loans. Right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
You know, that's how we learn from each loan that we do. I want to go back to, like, when did you realize systems and efficiency, you know, really were your secret weapon? Because that's a huge advantage, understanding that. So when did, like, during that journey of becoming a loan officer, when did you go, gosh, you know what, this is what I need to do to be successful in my business?
I don't know if I can, you know, point to a particular time or instance of when I realized that necessarily. I think maybe it was even when I started being coached through Elevate in 2022. And, you know, I was kind of creating all of these efficiencies all along just because I thought that that was kind of natural to do. And then maybe talking to some other fellow loan officers and seeing that not everybody did those things. Mm-hmm. Maybe that was what made me realize that, oh, okay, I might do things slightly different than other people with efficiencies.
Right. So when you did 30 million, how did you get there? Is there any specific things that you're doing every day? Any systems that you use? What could you tell the audience to help them, you know, like if they want to scale their business?
Well, I think that it all, you know, culminates into, each system culminates into the result, right? And I think that there is a system for nearly every part of the process that can have a repeatable system, at least. So I think just starting small and building these processes one by one is kind of where to begin. But I think a key one that I can think of is just calendar management and how to be more efficient with your time. Looking at opportunity cost of time and where you're spending too much time that's not making you money versus where you could be spending more green time, for example. Little things like having Calendly, for example. There's a tool that I use every single day, but just eliminating the back and forth of trying to schedule meetings with clients or partners and whatnot. That's just one example that has had a massive impact in time savings.
So let's walk through your day. So let's say, what time do you start? What's the first thing you do? What's on your calendar?
Definitely. And, You know, I think what I'll do here is take us back to 2022 again, when I first started coaching with Elevate with Lamont Watson was my coach. And I, you know, at this time I was not in a great routine. I quit drinking completely maybe, a month prior, a couple months prior or something. And so I was going through some life changes and figuring things out again. Didn't have a good routine, and Lamont challenged me and the other students to start developing a good morning routine. And so I committed just to waking up at 5 a.m. again every day. And that led to going to the gym every day at 5 a.m., which also led to starting at the same time in the office. And I talk about that story because that was not necessarily a business lesson from Lamont, but it was one of the most impactful things for my business was that specific coaching call and that challenge from him. And so now, I mean, where I am is, again, still, I wake up at 5, I go to CrossFit, I come to the office at the same time every day. I'm looking at my 4Ds that I set up the night prior, which is kind of that do, defer, delegate, delete system of prioritizing.
Say that again. What are the 4Ds?
So do, defer, delegate, and delete.
Great.
You know, so things that you want to do urgently, they need to get done quickly. Defer, these are things that we can schedule out and do at a particular time in the day. Defer or delegate, something that we can pass on to our team or somebody else to handle for us. And then delete, something that is just irrelevant. We shouldn't be working on it all. Let's just get it off our list completely. So my team and I, we set our 4Ds up the night prior. So when we walk in the morning, we know exactly what we're doing. We know exactly what's on our calendar for that day. We don't have to sit down, look at our email, look at our calendar, and think about what we're going to do for an hour or two. And that's kind of how the day gets started. And then, you know, we've got time blocks throughout the day for our prospecting and our fires and our pipeline meetings and anything else that comes along. And then it's kind of rinse and repeat.
So for your prospecting time blocks, what types of prospecting time blocks are you doing?
I mean, it's pretty much the core Elevate theme days, right? So, I mean, I actually do my Tuesday updates on Monday because I like to get ahead of agents calling me. So I'll call agents and clients on Mondays. Tuesdays is typically when I'm trying to set meetings with new agents or maybe some lead follow-up combination. Wednesdays, we're touching base with our past clients, maybe birthdays, loan anniversaries, things like that. Thursdays, calling our pre-approved and looking clients. That's kind of when new inventory is typically hitting the market. They're going to get ready for the weekend. And by the way, when we call those people on Thursdays, it is a proactive activity that is getting ahead of the weekend. So we're not getting as many calls on the weekend that we have to react to, right? And then Fridays is kind of a mixed bag for me, but I do a Friday market recap to my agents. Sometimes I'll send a market recap to clients. But that's essentially what it looks like.
Do you ever get derailed on a day?
All the time, for sure. Yep.
It's great intention, and we try to time block, but I talk to a lot of loan officers across the country, and when I ask them about, you know, their prospecting and our 5-3-2, which is basically 10 hours a week, very few people do it consistently, you know, because things come up. So when you start seeing something come up and you're looking like you're getting derailed, what does Chris do?
Well, I'm kind of filtering, you know, in my mind, those 4Ds that I start and end the day with, but just in the moment, like, okay, something's coming at us. What's the priority here? Do I need to act on this right now? Can this be deferred until a little bit later? And so I'll kind of go through that process. And if it does start to pull me into whatever that is, if it is something urgent that needs to be dealt with, I'll go and deal with it. And then, you know, the key is getting back on track as quickly as possible to the structure and the framework. But yeah, I mean, getting derailed happens to all of us.
Absolutely. But I think it's that mindset of having self-awareness around it. Like, okay, I'm starting to get derailed. I'm starting to be pulled away, but I know this is important. So I've got to try to get back to it as soon as I can versus when we don't. And I would imagine for me, I was an athlete. So that comes back from playing sports. And for you with the military, you know, you can't be in the military. You can't be in war. You can't, I'm sure the mind can get derailed at some points during certain situations, but you probably, someone brings you back really quickly, right?
Yeah.
Because it's about saving lives, right?
Right.
And we've always said, you know, this industry is stressful and tough, but, you know, it's not about losing lives, right?
Right.
You know, and putting things in perspective of what we're doing. Some LOs, you know, when we talk about systems, they think, gosh, this is so restrictive. How do you explain how these systems have given you some freedom?
Yeah, that's a great question. A little bit difficult to answer, but if anybody's ever listened to like the Jocko podcast, one of his key, you know, phrases is discipline equals freedom, right? Mm-hmm. And I think that is extremely true. Again, kind of difficult to put into words, but I think that when you have systems in place, it creates less reactivity, right? It also frees up your decision-making capability, I think. You know, for example, I love this when I read this a while ago, but Steve Jobs, right? He would wear the same black turtleneck all the time. And apparently he did that. So he didn't have to choose his clothes every single morning, right? That freed up some more mental capacity to make other bigger, more important decisions. And I think that is right in line with the discipline equals freedom thing. If we're taking away other decisions that we have to make throughout the day, we have more freedom to decide on important things in business and in life. I think that's probably the best way that I can explain it simply.
So by having these systems and disciplines, and it's helping you create some freedom in your life, like, what does Chris like to do with some of his freedom? What do you do? Like, so I can imagine if you are doing your daily disciplines and you have a scheduled calendar that hopefully allows you to get out of the office at a decent time, you know, so if you get out of the office, like, what are some things you like to do with that time?
Yeah, that's a great question. And, you know, I think that is probably a downfall for a lot of people. First of all, you know, people get into real estate or mortgages because they think it just comes with automatic freedom of, oh, I can just leave whenever, right? Okay. I can, you know, work 4 hours today because I don't have a set schedule. And that is to their detriment oftentimes. You have to be disciplined first to be able to take advantage of that freedom for the long term. So for me, you know, if I can kick out of the office early, I'll go and hang out with my kids. Some days I'll go and play a round of golf. You know, I already
mentioned. So do you have a handicap?
You know, to be quite honest, I have played very little golf this year and I don't even know what it is right now. So it's not good. I'll tell you that.
We're going to get some more systems in place so you can play a little bit more.
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah. It's a fun sport, but takes a little bit of time, right?
Oh my goodness. Yes.
Yeah. So like specifically, I want to ask you now, like, we've kind of talked about this. We know you're doing these things, but is there any specific tools that you're using, you know, at Guild that have really helped you, you know, stay organized and systematic in your business? What do you love to use?
I try to use every single piece of technology that we're offered. And maybe not every single one, but I've at least tested out everything that's been thrown at us because there's a lot. And if it's something that can make me more efficient or help my conversion, I'm using it. So a few examples, Zoom. I'm sure most of us use Zoom with client meetings and whatnot, but I require an in-person or Zoom meeting for every single pre-approval with clients. And then I use Mortgage Coach in those meetings. That's absolutely helped with conversion and building better relationships and showing them the numbers up front. So I'm using Calendly to set that up. I kind of already mentioned that before. It sounds like a simple tool, but that's something that has just saved a tremendous amount of time, saved the back and forth, creating a, you know, perception of professionalism and also scarcity at times, which we want to create. I mean, my Outlook calendar, of course, CRM, Salesforce is amazing.
What do you like about, like, what do you leverage in Salesforce?
Everything I can. I mean, there's so many reports that you can create. There's already ones created for you. You do not have to go and master Salesforce to use it. We've got all kinds of lists in there. You know, we should never have an excuse of, I don't know who to call on any particular day, because there are so many lists inside of Salesforce that are just brimming with opportunities to call. So I like using it for prospecting. I like using it for tracking my numbers. Where am I year to date? Where do I need to push the pedal to the floor a little bit more to get where I want to go? How do I stack up compared to last year? All kinds of different, which agents are giving me the most business? Which agents are wasting my time? There's so many different data points in Salesforce to use for your business.
I love that. I mean, those are little things that people just don't realize. If we're still using paper to write things down, you know, it's like, how do we be efficient at our reaching out? Just like, as you said, being proactive, right? Using those to talk to our past clients, to do birthdays, anniversaries. When the list is right there, you just have to get in there and start making calls. You don't have to create the list every day, which saves a ton of time.
Absolutely.
So, all right. The last thing I want to talk about is you're not just producing. You decided, I called you and I said, Chris, we want you to be a coach. We want you to help some of our students do some of the things you're doing. And I know you talked to me about, you know, you took a minute to think about it because you wanted to see how much time is it going to be that I'm going to take, because I have to make sure that I can fit in everything else, right?
Yeah.
So what is the one thing or a couple things that you see students struggle with the most as you're coaching them?
I would say, again, being very new at this, not having a ton of examples to go off of, but with what I have seen so far, it's definitely a lack of discipline in certain areas that can kind of spread throughout the business, right? Maybe that is, you know, hey, we're doing the 5-3-2. I've got my time block set, but I start getting distracted by social media or, you know, creating this task for myself over here. So I don't have the discipline to avoid that distraction, right? And then that kind of leads to a lack of follow through with completing the prospecting or with finishing a project that you set out to put in place for maybe your own new system. And then I think oftentimes a lack of ownership, taking ownership. I haven't talked to a lot of loan officers that I think truly have a, you know, a victim mentality, but there are definitely examples where they will say something that is exactly that, like, oh man, the market's been so difficult lately. You know, buyers are not doing anything right now. Rates are horrible. And I think that that is a lack of ownership, to be quite frank, because we can do business in any market under any circumstances. Or, you know, blaming an assistant for X, Y, and Z. Just lack of ownership, I think, is a good way to...
Lack of leadership, right?
That too, 100%.
It's a lack of leadership. And I think... what you just said is owning, because in every market, there's always an opportunity, mm-hmm. right? You just have to find that opportunity, you know, and when we go back to talking about efficiencies in Salesforce, literally you could go in there and work in there every day if you wanted, probably for 8 hours. I mean, seriously, there's so many different, you could be doing videos, calls, emails, just going in and looking at past clients, you know, evaluating where they are in their home, you know what I mean? And preparing yourself to make good calls. So there's so many things that we can do to get to the consumer first today. So I agree with you. I think, you know, yes, things happen to us, right? But it's not, it's how we react.
Right.
And, you know, this market's been going on for over, we're getting close to 3 years, right?
Yeah.
So I think it's been good for all of us to have a step back. So we can't say we don't have time to learn some of these systems, right?
Yeah.
It's given a lot of people the opportunity to implement some of these systems in their business. So it'll be exciting to see when it changes again, you know, and we get busy, you know, how they do their business differently.
Right? Absolutely.
So last question, is there a book or a podcast you would recommend to the people listening today?
Lots of thoughts here. I think I'll go back to just the Jocko podcast. I mentioned that earlier. That's something that I listen to every single day. It's, you know, it's kind of a military podcast, but it also focuses heavily on leadership and business and life. And there's so many good things in that podcast that anybody can take from it and grow from it. And by the way, I mean, you absolutely don't have to have been in the military or go to Marine Corps boot camp to be a disciplined person, right? There's countless examples of people with, you know, zero military experience that have a lot of good discipline. It just takes building these small habits, taking motivation and converting it into a routine. So go listen to that podcast. I mean, that one's great. I thrive off of that one for sure.
I agree. Like we talk about this all the time. To create habits in your business, the first step is discipline, right? And discipline can create friction, right? Because sometimes it's not fun, whether it's going to the gym early, getting up early in the morning, deciding that you're going to do prospecting 5 days a week. It always begins with friction, and you have to get through that friction. And then once you become disciplined, then you start creating some habits. So I agree with you. It's a choice and a decision, right, to become efficient. So,
absolutely.
Hey, I want to thank you so much for being on our call today. It's been fun to watch you. I mean, 5 years in the business, you've already made President's Club, and you're helping others duplicate some things that you're doing in your business. You're absolutely making a difference here at Guild Mortgage. So I hope you finish the year strong.
Thanks, Coach P. Hey, I appreciate you having me on here, and thanks for all you do.
Thanks for listening to Elevate Your Business, a podcast from Elevate, the internal coaching program at Guild Mortgage. Glad you could be here for today's playbook. If you want to check us out, head over to guildmortgage.com and click About Us to find Elevate Coaching. Have a question or want to keep the play going? Visit us and send a DM on Instagram at Elevate Mortgage Coaching, or leave a comment for us on YouTube. We're posting extra content, behind-the-scenes action, and everything you need to stay in the mortgage game. On Elevate Your Business, we share real stories and strategies from top producers to help you move forward. So ask yourself, what are you waiting for? It's time to elevate.
Guild Mortgage Company, NMLS identification number 3274, NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Equal housing opportunity, equal opportunity employer. Arizona banking license number 0018883. Licensed by the Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. Massachusetts mortgage lender and broker license number MC3274. Licensed by the Mississippi Department of Banking and Consumer Finance. Licensed by the New Jersey Department of Banking and Insurance. Nevada mortgage company number 1141. Oregon mortgage lending number ML176. Rhode Island licensed lender and third-party loan servicer. Guild Mortgage Company, 5887 Copley Drive, San Diego, California, 92111. For licensing, visit guildmortgage.com/licensing. All loans subject to underwriter approval. Terms and conditions apply. Subject to change without notice. Elevate is an internal Guild Mortgage Company coaching program and not a separate entity. Podcast content is provided for informational purposes and based on publicly available materials or tactics used in the industry. The views, strategies, or opinions discussed do not necessarily represent those of Guild Mortgage Company or its affiliates. Intended for mortgage industry professionals only.
Paula Nurschel, NMLS number 383396. Chris Yeagle, NMLS number 1938263. Thank you for joining us on Elevate Your Business, a podcast from mortgage professionals brought to you by Elevate, the internal coaching program at Guild Mortgage.